City Council members in Danville, Virginia, are petitioning their legislature to consider allowing a referendum on gambling. As Will Michaels reports, the vote could eventually lead to a resort and casino just an hour from the Triangle and Triad.
Danville is an old mill town that sits just north of the North Carolina border. What used to be a thriving textile industry has mostly moved overseas, and the city's population has been steadily declining for decades. So when a proposal to create thousands of jobs and billions in spending comes along, residents notice.
I just wanted to note for the record, I've received a great deal of correspondence, and it's more than 90% to 95% in favor of this.
Shanks, I've gotten a lot of feedback.
This is clearly an emotional issue on both sides.
At their latest meeting, Danville City Council members took up a proposal to ask the Virginia legislature for a local referendum on a new casino. Vice Mayor Lee Vogler said it has the potential to generate millions in annual tax revenue.
Revenue that can improve our schools that desperately need it. Revenue that can provide more funding for our police and firefighters. Revenue that could upgrade our aging infrastructure. If we as a council turn that away without ever giving our citizens a chance to weigh in on it, what type of representatives would we be?
Council members said they were neither supporting nor opposing a casino, but continually made the case for its economic impact.
7,000 potential new jobs, over $1 billion of new spending in our city over the next 10 years. To me, that's a no-brainer.
Councilmember James Buckner said he, too, had overwhelmingly positive feedback from his constituents.
If we don't allow our citizens this opportunity, it's a great injustice to our citizens and to the citizens of Danville.
An estimate from the city says the jobs would carry an average salary of $46,000. Councilmember Larry Campbell said he heard concerns about whether a casino would produce more crime, but he said he believed it would actually reduce it.
If we do not have more jobs in our area, we will have an increase in crime.
North Carolina and Virginia's gambling laws are relatively strict. North Carolina has 2 sanctioned casinos. Both are in the far western part of the state and are affiliated with the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. And the state has cracked down on sweepstakes parlors in recent years. But at least 3 cities in Virginia are interested in new casinos. The Danville City Council voted unanimously for the resolution asking for a local referendum. The Virginia legislature would have to approve it before it goes back to the city for a vote. Will Michaels, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.